Good morning, State College. This is DJ Marky Mark. It's Friday morning, the last show of the wake-up call for the semester, and this is your State College weather forecast. Today, mostly sunny skies with a high of 40. Tonight, clear skies with a low of 20. Tomorrow, increasing clouds throughout the day with a few snow showers this evening and a high of 30. And tomorrow night, snow changing over to sleet and freezing rain. Precipitation may be heavy at times with a low of 26. The outlook for Sunday is sleet and freezing rain changing back over to snow. Precipitation may be heavy at times with a high in the low 30s. Did I mention I'm all jacked up on Mountain Dew? All right, the wake-up call is next.
Good morning, Penn State. This is your wake-up call. State College's best morning blend with a delicious mix of entertainment, gossip, sports talk, your favorite music, and more. So don't press that snooze button. The wake-up call is up next.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Packed house.
Yeah, almost. DJ Tweez and DJ Marky Mark here, and DJ Illustrious just in the nick of time.
That's what we call timing, boys. That's all that is.
It was impressive.
It was nice.
I was having a wait for no man morning. I was like, you know what? Christmas show, last show of the semester. I'm ready to roll. And you just came in and was like, hold up.
It's turned on. I'm ready to yell.
And Santa Claus was here, apparently.
Yeah, I found a box outside of our studio, and I hope it's not a bomb.
Yeah, it's just,
because it's addressed to us.
Going to check it for ticking.
So there's a good chance. We got a holiday special. I see you organizing over there, Tweez.
Yes, I am.
Oh, all right. Goodness. Going out in style on his last show.
It was written on... I was up for 38 hours when I wrote that.
Are you still on that streak right now?
No, I ended it last night. I had to.
Good. Great. All right, I'm going to cue up some music, keep with the Christmas theme, and this is some Trans-Siberian Orchestra with Wizards of Winter.
Wonderful stuff.
All right. That doesn't wake you up this morning. I don't know what will. You're hopeless. No, you're not hopeless because you're listening to the wake-up call, and we're back in action, and Annie's coughing a little bit. DJ Tomorrow is in the studio. A little bit late, but better late than never. Oh, her mic is not on. She picks the one mic I don't have on. Awesome.
I didn't realize it was on. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cough into you.
Are you sick this morning?
No. Just have a little, lingering cough. Nothing bad.
All right. As previously mentioned, we have a box in the studio, and hopefully it isn't a bomb. Do you want to open it? Because you were particularly impatient.
I wanted to open it immediately, but should we wait for Phil?
Sure, we can wait for Phil.
I mean, I guess
are we just going to keep the answer everybody she was in suspense?
Yeah, no. Well, anticipation's half the thrill of these boxes, right? You know, these gifts and Christmas?
No, I just want to open it right now. There's a big bow on it, and that's all I know.
It's a huge bow.
I'm kind of on Annie's side because I've been here since, 6:45, and I've been looking at it.
See, the box is, shaking a little bit. There's some air holes in it. I think I hear
it
growling.
It's really heavy.
I'm excited. I hope you get a wake-up call puppy.
I hope it's a werelion.
Good. Good point.
I don't want to get bitten by a werelion, so no. Yeah.
We can wait for old Felipe.
All right.
You called him up?
Oh, I didn't. I was supposed to, right?
Yeah, go for it.
All right.
Get angry.
Clear top story this morning. Suspected killer provokes alarm.
Yeah, let's talk about this.
All right. Original story, original rumors flying around. Kids were dead, but not the case. Thankfully. Yeah. Always thankfully. Last night, that was marked. You guys called me on my way home from the gym, and Annie goes, "Oh, yeah, there's supposed to be a gunman on the loose. Yeah, campus is on lockdown, but you'll be fine."
That's just how I ended the conversation.
And, of course, while I'm on the phone, I see someone running towards me in shorts and a T-shirt, and all of a sudden I'm like Magnum P.I. for a minute. I'm like, this guy, there's something wrong about this guy. He probably is the gunman. So I run the other way, but it wasn't him.
You hit him with a tuck and roll to the side.
Basically.
Spin move.
I mean, I just followed that with more running, and I thought that was appropriate. But DJ Infallible is here to weigh in on it.
It would be weigh in on it.
Weigh in on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
On the alleged slaughter at Penn State.
Yeah, you did some investigative journalism there.
Yeah, what was on top of it?
Yeah,
he
definitely
called the CDT and he was like,
I was unhappy with my lack of information, so I called the Center Daily Times.
Listen.
And, Mr. Tom Shakley, the two people who I knew would know what was going on. And they both said that there was no dead people.
Yeah, so and they were both
them.
Right.
Yeah,
they
were.
I was actually just reviewing my text messages inbox. Maybe 7 or 8 different stories were texted to me last night within 20 minutes. And there was a shooting at the Hub, a shooting at the library, a shooting at Red Affair.
Yep. Yeah.
None of which were actually true. And each text message was not just we think there may have been, but a definite. So.
Can I take a guess at what's in the box?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The lion. With the wake-up call nameplate.
Oh, all right.
It would have to be about 20 of them, considering how heavy it was.
It was heavy?
Yeah, it was heavy. I carried it in.
Are you sure you're not just a little weak?
Yeah. But amidst talk of suspected killers running through campus, let's open this up. Read the card first.
Okay, let's get
some joy.
Call.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Annie?
That'll be it.
It's just the wake-up call.
It's pink highlighter.
That's all there is to say.
Made sure that Ray Cromie didn't take it. I don't know why he didn't here, but
pink lettering. Yeah. So, I can say something. Andy, just take it. Come on.
She's taking off the top of the box.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my gosh.
There are more presents.
They're individually wrapped.
It's a bevy of gifts.
Wait, there's another card.
It is a bevy of gifts. Okay. This is wild.
This is amazing. I know what's in here.
Mm. Oh, there's so much.
Oh, lottery tickets.
I think this first card was just to let every other show know that don't touch this or we'll kill you.
All right, so the holidays are here. Capture the magic.
That's beautiful.
Happy holidays to the Wake Up Call crew. Have a wonderful break. Lundigrass.
Lundigrass.
It's Lundigrass, boys. You always say Lundigrass.
Well,
it's like Mardi Gras.
That's our nickname for him.
Yeah. Wouldn't it be Lundigrass?
I don't know.
Okay. All right. Well, then Lundigrass.
Can we get some music playing?
Yeah, can we get some bed music maybe?
But then within the box, there are multiple.
So many presents. There's so much
this
stuff.
Is awesome.
I just have a request, first of all, before we delve into this box. Can we just have Christmas bed music all day long?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm working on it.
Really
thank you.
Action.
Only I don't know where it is.
First off, thank you so much.
Thank you. I don't know where to start.
To our generous gift giver.
Should we tear into it? Should we like progressively open it?
No, you tear into presents.
Yeah, come on. Don't restrain yourself.
Before
we do that, I need to make an announcement.
Okay.
Because Anthony wasn't there yesterday. And Anthony, we got an award thanks to you.
You got an award?
We're just all over the place.
You
me?
I brought it for you.
Yeah. The award was... We were the show most likely to insult Polish people.
Yes.
Let's clarify that, actually.
I forgot your medal. It's in my
room.
You got the medal? Denny, I got a replacement medal for you.
No. This is for Anthony.
This has got to be for Dr. Thunder.
I'm so proud.
Calm down, dude.
You earned it. Danny, it was awarded to us.
End.
It was awarded to us as a crew. But we know that without you, that never would happen.
Yeah.
So is the mayor Polish?
No,
this was awarded to us at the Christmas party last night.
Oh, okay.
That's right.
Nice, Mark.
There it is.
That's awesome.
We're getting going here.
No, I want to do it. Fine.
The mayor gave this to us.
Oh, God.
But this is even cooler.
There's so much stuff.
The mayor gave it.
Yeah, I thought the mayor was listening.
The mayor,
how was
actually,
that, Mark, by the way?
The mayor's great, man.
Marky Mark, do you have a gift?
Do I have a gift with me?
Gift
no, I don't.
Open? We'll open a gift. We have so many.
I'm documenting this.
We have gifts everywhere.
I actually have a camera because it's a special holiday episode. Maybe we can put it on the website.
Oh, we definitely can.
All sorts of stuff.
One of these is a sausage.
I should probably take off my hobo gloves.
Probably. Yeah.
All right, somebody open their gift.
This is actually a horrible choice for bed music, I gotta say. It's Jimmy Hendrix.
That's terrible.
What's up for Christmas music?
Put on like something.
It is Christmas music.
Put on an oldie but goodie that'll make everybody happy.
All right.
Right.
I don't know as far as artists go.
Just
I got the string.
We have so much stuff.
I know.
This is ridiculous. All right, so much love.
Tweez, what do you got going on here?
I have. Oh, I can't tell.
I like that wrapping paper.
It looks like. Hey,
pull it out.
This took a lot of time and effort.
Yeah.
Like honestly, everything's wrapped differently.
Wrapping paper does not rip. There we go. It is the amazing walking penguin pooper.
Oh.
Yes.
All right.
Are you kidding?
Yes. In here?
That is amazing.
That's great.
Gotta get this thing working immediately.
Yeah, fire that up.
We got a box of chocolate-covered cherries.
Chocolate-covered cherries.
Amen.
This excellent. Is
clearly some kind of large...
jumbo playing cards.
All right.
Terrific.
To play really obvious Indian poker.
That is amazing. This is actually one of the sweetest things I've ever... Diet Canada Dry Ginger Ale, which I like once said was my favorite drink.
You did.
Long ago.
Oh, really weirdly, I'm so glad.
A long time ago.
I'm so touched by it.
That's amazing.
Yes.
I don't think I ever said this was my favorite thing, but...
it is now. And we also got some peppermint bark chocolate.
Some happy holidays, real milk chocolate.
Chocolate Santa.
This is overwhelming, dude.
Is the penguin pooper candy?
I think he poops candy.
Is it aquadots?
Is it aquadots? Yeah, does he poop aquadots?
I wish.
They are little dots.
Yeah,
I know. That's what I thought it was originally.
Okay, wait.
Let's see what kind of...
We obviously have cans of something.
See what kind of cans we got going
probably
on.
Probably Dr. Thunder?
Who knows?
Maybe. That would be quite the find.
Dr. Weiss.
Dr. Weiss. Good one.
Try that one open.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Dr. Pepper.
So covering the bases.
I'm only hoping that we have four different kinds of doctors here.
Yeah. Who knows?
Who's got the thunder?
And like cans aren't easy to wrap.
No, really.
Went above and beyond the call of duty here.
They did.
I'm so excited. I'm giddy.
Dr. Thunder.
Oh, we got Dr. Thunder.
That would be it.
I don't know what else you could have.
You can't buy that anywhere, you know. You gotta go to like certain stores.
I believe it. This is gonna be like a Budweiser pounder. good start to your morning, guys.
Cans are really
more doctors.
I think it's just Diet Dr. Bob.
What? Yes.
How did he find that?
Diet Dr. Bob.
I am familiar with Dr. Bob,
DDB.
And it is even more obscure.
He must have bought these on eBay.
Well, I'm not familiar with Dr. Bob. What's going on here?
I believe it's more southern, actually, and I'm not making that up.
I
It's just my expertise.
This is an unreal Christmas.
It looks like
really?
Giant bread.
This is amazing.
Yeah, it is. This is.
And I really like it when all the actual wrapping paper is just spread out, so it looks like Christmas morning.
It feels like.
And
Christmas
you kind of
morning,
get
yeah.
that like really high energy rush, and then you just kind of want to pass out on top of the paper again.
Dude, and I've got like sweatpants on. I'm extremely excited. I'm gonna go get breakfast. I'm gonna wake up my parents.
Just like Christmas.
I know. This Aww. Is great.
And we all got straws that are Santa Claus straws, which That's we could use terrific. With cans.
Awesome.
Pop.
Thank you.
Well, yeah, I'm thirsty,
totally touched
so.
You ever since, honestly. Yeah.
Thank you so much out there.
And you wanna the best part? It's still cold.
Yeah, when did this show up? Who knows?
I'm just glad it wasn't a bomb, yeah. frankly. Yeah.
We can all be thankful for that.
That would really kind of ruin my day.
Yeah, it would ruin the studio.
And we still have lottery tickets.
Oh, my yeah. goodness, we have so much
the
stuff.
The gift that
yeah.
keeps on giving. Phil, remember that time you thought you won $50? And then you didn't.
Hershey's yeah. Santa bar. You're on top of the game, right? Of the lottery ticket game? How many dollars you
yeah,
up for now?
Yeah, I'm up to, like, I think on my birthday I won 15.
That's true.
One time Denny and I won 3. So
you gotta chase that feeling.
Oh, come on, do it.
Oh, go, penguin, go.
Constipated.
Use the happy feet.
The penguin started going and then stopped, hesitated, did not.
I think I overloaded him.
Yeah.
Where does the poop come out?
We have roughly half a dozen York peppermint patties.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there you go.
Whoa.
Reese's cups.
This is great.
Just enough to keep me.
I don't even know where it comes out.
Now you know how to, you know, positively derail a show, a talk show. We're getting into, like, the meaty news. It's suspected killer provokes the presents! Hooray!
Phil just tested out that gift like any four-year-old would. He just put it right in his mouth. Yeah. We're going to see what happens next. Is it toss it?
I wanted to make sure it was plastic or candy.
Yeah. Candy is really hard, but I think it is a flavor which makes it not plastic.
Are you sweet, sure? Sweet penguin-ing.
You sure it's not just a
It is a flavor.
Unless That's not the last plastic. Time I'll say that this show.
Look out for that. We also have blow pops aplenty.
They are dextrose sweets.
Cool.
That one actually is colored like poop. What's that one? Ew. I'm going to eat them anyway.
All right. Cherry blow pops. All kinds of
really
things.
Really too much.
There's wrapping paper everywhere. I don't know what could be better.
Yeah. Yeah. The amazing walking penguin pooper also came with that glue that looks like snot.
Oh, I love that
yeah,
glue.
Yeah.
And that's maybe even better.
That's
than
a gift in and of itself.
Yeah. Yeah.
Great music, too.
Oh, thank yeah. You. Thank right you. There. I finally found the traditional Christmas music.
Okay. See, and this is what you need.
Yeah, because this is what's playing. You know, like, you're tearing up presents. Do we want to get lottery tickets right now? I feel like somebody's going to win today.
I do, too. Somebody's I was thinking
win. I feel like somebody's
going to
win big
dish,
time.
Dish them out.
Do you want to go right now?
Yeah, let's make this happen. I'm ready.
Just right. Pass them out.
We definitely have to just leave the studio
yeah,
like this
Mark
also.
Mark, you get a moolah.
Yeah, we're just leaving. We're going to take all our presents, but we're going to leave.
I get the ladybug one because...
The wrapping paper.
Yeah, we're going to leave the wrapping paper.
We're just going to put, like, extra signs here that are, like... Does anyone else get this much love from the listeners?
No.
Wake up
no
call, baby.
Circle Y or N.
Now that we won an award last night, do we get to call ourselves the award-winning wake-up call DJs?
Oh, yeah. Because
I already called us that, but now can I actually mean it?
Yeah.
I'm going to scratch off my ticket with my award.
Good one.
Yes.
The medal is a beautiful piece of handiwork. It just says winner on one side, and there's a big star on the other side.
That's all it needs to say.
That's all it is.
And we all got them.
Just come out with it.
Get the job done. The award-winning... Wake up call. The line 9.
Yeah, we are now an award winning crew.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So.
Do you guys have coins? I'm going to go for
coin.
You. That's what a key is for.
Oh, really? Can I use my key? Well, don't you think you should be like traditional and use a coin?
No.
There's a tradition behind lottery tickets?
Yes, Mark.
I wasn't aware.
There's a tradition of winning. That's what we have.
Good, good. I
got a winner.
Oh, baby.
No, you didn't.
On the first point.
No way.
I got a winner. Hold on. Let's see what the prize is.
Yes. Yes. We're on fire.
A free ticket.
Free ticket.
Yes.
Good. But it could be multiplied. Let's see. Oh, no bonus. But we got a free ticket.
Free ticket.
Already won. Winner.
We already won.
Over the next break, you got to run down to Unimart and cash that in.
Okay. We'll wait for you.
Wait, send that medal down my way. Let me scratch off my moolah.
Oh, keys.
Key. All right. Let's see how this works.
I want nothing. Audience is in suspense.
Oh yeah.
If I get a milk carton,
I want to try some of these. Some of these candy out. I'm gonna go with a real milk chocolate Santa Claus.
Good, good, because candy, Christmas, they go hand in hand.
I feel like by giving all this candy to us, Lenny Gras basically said, you need to eat it all before the end of the show.
No, yeah, that's how I translated it, definitely.
So I'm just going to rip open this box and start.
All right, I'm looking for three like amounts. This one's a cow-oriented lottery game.
Moolah. Oh, I had that too.
Moolah?
Moolah.
Moolah. Love it.
Those are nice.
Some lovely packaging. Would you like one?
Sure. Whoa. I think one would go good with my cappuccino.
Should I cue up a song while we're scratching away?
Yeah, absolutely. All
right.
Wait, do we want to build the drama here? Because I've got two $5 amounts and six things left to scratch off. If I have one more $5, dude, you know what I'm doing.
You're so ahead of the curve.
You're leaving and going and buying five more lottery tickets.
Exactly what I'm doing. I also now have two ones.
So you got to chase that feeling.
If I get a five or a one, baby, this is my ticket out of the joint. I'm going home.
Out of this dump.
All right, that was a 20. Way off the mark. Come on, baby. Come on. $1. $1. I won a dollar. That's what's up. Yes.
Two winners.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yes. That's two more tickets, man.
Nice.
I'm not
nothing
a winner.
I'm a failure too, Marky Mark.
You know what? We have each other, and that's what's important. I'm going to play a little song you might be familiar with a different twist. But I think you'll enjoy it. And this is O Holy Night.
Oh, this is a good song.
Reminds me of that one night.
With the Wake Up Call, right here on the Lion 90.7 FM. Avant-garde.
Something really unusual, sometimes even challenging. Avant-garde, here on the Lion 90.7 FM, presenting contemporary composition, out jazz, intelligent new wave, psych rock, and things that can't be classified. Avant-garde, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday nights from 1 to 5 a.m. here on the Lion 90.7 FM.
Hi, this is Brandy from Herwig's Austrian Bistro. So, you're not hungry at noon or don't want to have dinner at 8 p.m. You are in luck. At Herwig's, you can get a late lunch or an early dinner because we don't close in the afternoon. Everything fresh every day. Herwig's Downtown State College, 238-0200. We are not your ordinary restaurant. www.herwigsaustrianbistro.com.
RushOrderTees.com. RushOrderTees is an internet-based retail apparel business. Their services include custom design work, screen printing, embroidery, and the ability to design your own clothing right on their website. RushOrderTees.com accepts any size order and handles both personal and corporate accounts. Their apparel store features name brands like Adidas, American Apparel, Champion, Columbia, Hanes, and jerseys, with t-shirts, windbreakers, jackets, towels, pants, hats, and more. That's RushOrderTees.com.
The Lion 90.7 is brought to you by Attorney Andrew Shubin. Attorney Shubin has been defending the rights of students and residents of Center County for over a decade. He provides representation for DUIs, underage drinking, and all criminal charges. For a free consultation or more information, Andrew Shubin can be reached at 814-867-3115 or online at www.statecollegelaw.com.
PNC Bank's State College Call Center is hiring full and part-time financial services consultants. Students seeking more than temporary employment are encouraged to apply. Applicants should be comfortable working with people over the phone. Positions are available for a range of hours and days during the week and weekend, and benefits are available. Training begins February 16th of 2008. Call 800-PNC-4WRK or visit www.pnc.jobs. That's 800-PNC-4WRK or www.pnc.jobs.
Wait a minute. Don't touch that guy.
Back to the music in 30 seconds on the Lion 90.7 FM.
Do you like the outdoors? Do you like fishing? Does spending a lazy afternoon on the water sound like fun? If so, the Penn State Bass Fishing Club is the place for you. We hold meetings and take trips to the lakes in the State College area. Consistently ranked among the top national bass fishing clubs, the Penn State Bass Fishing Club competes in the Big Ten Championship Tournament. We will get you on your feet and headed in the right direction, to the water. In case you're not near the water, you can check out our Facebook group, Bass Fishermen. Also, check out our website at clubs.psu.edu/up/bassfishing.
Hi, this is Susanna Dare from the Affirmative Action Office, and I want to wish you all a joyous holiday season from the Lion 90.7. Enjoy your semester break, and we look forward to seeing you during the spring semester.
And now back to the Wake Up Call on the Lion 90.7 FM.
He's been up for 3 days straight playing Hero and Hero.
Not quite, but close. DJ Tweez working really, really hard on our holiday special, which has been in great anticipation, and it's finally here.
Oh, I'm anticipating as we speak.
Should we?
We should have some kind of Christmas music playing this whole time.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I'm a couple characters in this, so I'm going to try my best to be the sound effects guy and use my my acting talents.
If you wanted to, I know we have Hazetron 3000's iPod, which I'll explain to you in just a minute. But if you wanted to, you could just put that on. It'll play each song in order, and we could just continuously have music that way.
All right, I'm going to skip Feliz Navidad.
Good choice.
What happened to the Hazetron?
Hazetron 3000 and I got back somewhat late in the evening.
We had our holiday party last night, as previously mentioned.
That's right. And I don't have working headphones, so I don't know when you can hear me.
All the time.
All the time, good. And we both had some work to do upon returning from the party, which generally goes pretty well.
Not going
to
work.
It's cool. They're working just fine.
All right.
So we both had some work to do. I sat down and wrote up a Spanish paper, a review of a movie I haven't watched. Let's do today.
Good.
It's good. It's a good review. And he had some theater work to do. But he decided to take a 45-minute nap. And I woke up today at 6:45, and he was passed out on the floor of our apartment. And so I just kicked him a couple times. I'm like, dude, wake up. We're going to the show. He's like, man, I haven't done any of the work. So he's working on his theater stuff right now. But he gave me his iPod to play some music, and he said he'll be here soon.
Hazetron here in spirit.
Hazetron 3000. Probably here in body in, within the hour.
Good.
Oh, good. Yeah.
I was about to leave. It's not worth it.
All right. Let me see if I can cue this up, and we can get the introduction going.
All right.
Oh, it's the Jackson 5. Santa Claus is coming to town.
I love this song. Kind of quiet.
Give it that volume on the iPod. Let's take it.
It's very good.
All right, a little bit upbeat. But you know what?
You've got to watch when you put it down. There you go.
All right, we're good.
Money. All right, do you want to tell us about the creation of a Lion 90.7 FM Christmas Carol?
Well, I was racking my brain trying to think of something good to write for Christmas, and My girlfriend was watching Lifetime, and I saw a preview for A Diva's Christmas Carol, and kind of made me upset. Like, they could just make a Christmas Carol out of anything.
Exactly.
So I thought, you know, I have to be able to do better than A Diva's Christmas Carol.
Yeah.
So I just went for it, and I think I was maybe asleep at some parts when I was writing this. Maybe conscious. I'm not sure. We'll find out. It's an adventure to me as well. And I think it's going to be pretty exciting.
I'm excited.
It's a good tale of... it's a good take on Ebenezer Scrooge. It's DJ Tweezer Scrooge. Yeah. And he runs a studio, and he's miserable.
Good.
And he finds the Christmas spirit.
Or does he?
We'll have to wait.
We got
to
build the drama for this.
Other characters? We're going with... DJ Cratchit is DJ Infallible.
Mm-hmm. I'm also DJ Fizzywig.
Which I have no idea. Fezziwig.
Fezziwig.
Oh, that just works out really well.
It does.
Yeah, that's fun.
DJ Illustrious is the narrator. He gives his very sonorous voice. Mm-hmm. Of course.
And he's also DJ J-Marl.
J-Marl, come on.
Oh.
Jacob Marley.
Yeah. Yep, I'm on it.
Abbreviations are cool.
Yeah, they are.
DJ Tomorrow is all over this as the Thon fundraiser, as the Spirit of Christmas Past, and Mrs. Cratchit.
She's popping up everywhere.
I personally like Mark as Scrooge's nephew Fred.
Sure.
Belle and Mini Mark.
I have that kind of range.
Yeah.
I don't even know who Mini Mark is, but when that line comes, I'll know the character.
He's going to be a nephew, a girl, and Mini Mark.
That's right. The funny thing is, Mark is a method actor, so he's got like the big gold dress that Belle wore in Beauty and the Beast.
A corset as well, which is not very comfortable. Will you stop playing with that?
Yeah.
Over my headphones, it sounds like there's some sort of like mini plane from World War II. It but went through the Honey, I Shrunk the Kids machine.
The candy
and
is
it's in here flying around.
The candy is so delicious.
It's addictive.
It's not candy. It's dude, not. It's plastic. You're housing aquadots right now. You're going to be passed out. It'll be like a frat party.
I'm going to be all pushy in a minute.
No, they are they're flavored dextrose sweets.
What does that mean?
I don't know. That's what they are.
I think it means that they're little tiny balls of sugar.
You want to hear the ingredients?
No.
Dextrose, sugar, citric acid, tapioca, dextrin, confectioner's glaze.
See?
Yeah. Shellac.
Just sugar.
Now you're just making up for
it. Carnauba wax? No, I'm not.
Sugar and paint.
There's shellac and carnauba wax in this.
All right, are we going to get this...
get it bumping?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Yeah, all right, all right. Do we have everybody covered? Do we need any parts we need to fill in for?
I don't believe so.
All right, good. Cool.
As long as everybody knows their stuff.
All right, let's get it started. A Lion 90.7 FM Christmas Carol.
And now begins our story of DJ Tweezer Scrooge. 7 years have passed since the death of his partner, DJ J. Morrow. The two of them have worked hard together in the past to amass a large amount of money for the Lion.fm, but at the same time, they lost sight of what a DJ was truly all about. Now DJ Tweezer Scrooge is the sole owner of the station. It is Christmas Eve, and we find DJ Tweezer Scrooge and his board operator, DJ Cratchit, working in the cold Lion.fm studio.
What do you think you're doing, Cratchit? It's been over 5 minutes, and I haven't heard one single underwriting spot.
Sorry, Mr. Scrooge. My apologies, but I just thought that...
You just thought that what?
Well, I just thought that, being that it's Christmas Eve and all, maybe we could play some music for a change.
We don't get paid to play music, Cratchit. We get paid to play underwriting spots. Now turn that noise off and let me hear some commercials.
Yes, Mr. Scrooge. Sorry, sir.
The next time it'll be coming out of your pocket, Cratchit.
There's a knock at the door, and in walks DJ Tweezer Scrooge's nephew, Fred. He's as cheerful as always. His cheeks are bright rosy red from walking in out in the cold.
Merry Christmas, Uncle.
Merry Christmas. Bah, don't give me any of your Merry Christmas, nephew.
Oh, Uncle Scrooge, how can you be so unhappy on Christmas Eve?
What's there to be happy about? Everybody's out socializing and no one is listening to the radio. You give me one good reason to be happy.
Oh, Uncle, there are plenty of people listening. Merry Christmas, DJ Cratchit.
Hello, Fred. A Merry Christmas to you as well.
Shut up, Cratchit. Watch the board.
Yes, Mr. Scrooge.
Anyway, Uncle, I came to invite you over to my house for dinner tomorrow. I hope you'll say yes this year. Anita is going to prepare the feast.
Humbug. That woman can't cook to save her own life.
Oh, well, that's not a very nice thing to say, Uncle Scrooge.
Nice? I haven't got time to be nice, nephew. I'm too busy.
So what's the answer then, Uncle? Will you come this year?
I told you, I'm too busy.
All right, Uncle. I won't bother you with it any longer, but if you change your mind, there will be a spot waiting for you at the table.
Ha! Well, I guess you'll be having an empty spot at your dinner table this year.
All right, Uncle. I'll be on my way now. Merry Christmas.
Fred exits through the door, and before he can count to three, it opens once again. In walks a student, a young pep from the university, wearing a thong t-shirt and holding a collection jar.
Hello, sir. Merry Christmas. My name is Sasha, and I'm collecting money for Thon. I was wondering if you'd like to make any donations.
Donations? Why would I want to give you my money?
Well, it's not for me, sir. It's for the kids.
The kids? They're not my kids.
Yes, sir, but you see, they're sick. They could really use your help.
Get out of my studio this instant before I call the police. If I wanted to help the kids, I would have become a clown.
Fine, you miserable old jerk. Merry Christmas.
The Thon girl storms out of the studio, obviously touched by the kind words of DJ Tweezer Scrooge.
Well, Cratchit, it's time to put up the op logs for the night.
Yes, sir. Mr. Scrooge, sir? I was wondering if I could ask you something.
Well, what is it now, Cratchit?
Well, sir, tomorrow, as you know, is Christmas, and I was hoping that maybe I could...
You have the day off?
Well, yes, sir. Oh, thank you, sir.
Of course you can't!
Sir, I thought you just said...
Do you think there isn't money to be made just because it's Christmas?
Well, yes, sir, but...
We have obligations to our investors, Cratchit.
Yes, sir, but it's Minimark. I just hardly get to see him now that I'm working so much here at the studio.
Fine, Cratchit. You take your Christmas day off.
Thank you, sir. You don't know how much this means to me.
You just make sure you come in extra early the next day. You hear me, Cratchit?
Yes, sir. Extra early. Merry Christmas, sir. Mr. Scrooge, sir.
Get out of here before I change my mind.
Sir, yes, sir, sir.
And so, another day at the studio comes to an end. DJ Tweezer Scrooge makes his way home in the cold night air. He enters his dark home and turns on a small lamp by his only chair in the corner. He puts on his fun, extra-small SpongeBob pajamas and heats up an instant cream of wheat in the microwave. He is just about to take his first bite when suddenly, there's a large knock at the door.
Who's there? I said, who goes there?
James Tweezer.
Who's there, I say?
Ah, it must have just been the wind.
The light suddenly shuts off. DJ Tweezer is left sitting all alone in the dark on his chair. He's about to stand up when he hears the rattling of chains in the dark. Suddenly, a glowing figure begins to approach him. It is his old partner, DJ J. Marl, wrapped in fly gold chains and platinum wristwatches.
Who is that? What do you want?
It is I, DJ Tweezer, your old partner.
But it can't be. You're dead.
But it is.
But it can't be.
But it is.
But it can't be.
It is.
But it can't.
Okay. Get over it. It is. I've come to show you what my life has brought me in the afterworld.
Seems to me like good fortune. You're covered in gold and platinum.
Granted, yes, I look great. Somewhat like Xerxes from the movie 300. But these chains, they wear me down. They're the burden I carry for the horrible show we put on over the years.
What are you talking about? We put on a great show. The station never made so much money. We ran it like a real business.
Kindness should have been my business. Music should have been my business, not money.
But I'm rich!
Listen to me now, DJ Tweezer. It's too late for me, but not for you. You still have time to change your wicked ways.
But what if I don't wish to change?
Then you will end up just as I am, cursed to live eternity in the underworld.
No, we shall see about that.
DJ Tweezer, tonight, you will be visited by the three ghosts.
So there's two more after you?
Three ghosts, I said.
Yes, but aren't you a visiting ghost?
Yeah, technically, I guess.
So, why don't you count then?
Okay, fine. Tonight you'll be visited by four ghosts. Expect the next one at the stroke of midnight. But the third will come when the clock strikes two, and the last will come on his own time. Goodbye, DJ Tweezer.
DJ J. Marl's ghost disappears into the darkness of the room. The rattling of the chain ceases, and the lamp turns back on. DJ Tweezer checks himself to make sure he's all there, and then begins to try and make sense of the situation. He thinks to himself that perhaps... his athlete's foot has turned into syphilis.
Perhaps my athlete's foot has turned into syphilis. Oh, what a strange hallucination. I'm going to have to lay off this cream of wheat.
DJ Tweezer Scrooge begins to fall asleep in his chair when the clock strikes midnight.
Cuckoo!
Cuckoo.
He wakes quickly, but there is no ghost in sight.
Ah, see? I knew it was just a hallucination.
DJ Tweezer Scrooge, arise.
Oh, no. Who are you? The second ghost, I suppose?
What do you mean? No, I'm the first ghost.
No, see, I went over this already with DJ J-Morrow. Technically, he was the first ghost.
No. All right, whatever. You know what? I'm the spirit of Christmas past, and I've come to take you on a trip. Away.
A big cloud of smoke surrounds DJ Tweezer and the ghost. When it clears, they're at a boarding school, and a young boy is on the cell phone, crying.
Do you recognize the boy, DJ Tweezer?
What kind of sorcery is this? Of course I recognize him. It's me.
This is no sorcery, DJ Tweezer. Only a glimpse into the past.
You there, boy. Stop crying. Be a man.
He can't hear you, DJ Tweezer. Think of these as merely home videos. All we can do is watch. Why do you cry?
I was away at school. My father wouldn't come and pick me up for Christmas. He was busy playing the slots and reeling.
Oh, that is so sad.
It was. Don't make fun of me.
I'm just saying, it could have been a lot worse. I mean, you could have had cancer.
Okay, I get it. I was mean to the Thorn Girl. Can we leave this place, Spirit?
Another cloud of smoke surrounds them, and it appears they are attending a party. Music plays loudly, and joyous folks dance around the room like drunken fools.
Ah, we're at my old staff head's house. This was his annual Christmas party. Ha! Good old Filzywig.
My, he sure is a tall and ugly one.
Yes. I remember he was always banging his head off things and complaining. But he was a good old chap, always treated us DJs well. He even introduced me to...
DJ Tweezer, get over here!
Oh, look at you, such a strapping young boy.
I was quite the looker, wasn't I?
Indeed.
Tweezer,
what's the matter with you, boy?
Coming. Sorry, Mr. Filzywig. What is it that you needed?
I've gotten a complaint about you. I think we need to talk about this.
Oh, who did I offend now? Am I in trouble?
Haha. Always so gullible, Tweezer. It wasn't the Polish again. The complaint is for me. Why aren't you dancing with that pretty girl over there that's had your eye all night?
Oh, sir, I couldn't possibly go and talk to her. I wouldn't know what to say.
Hey, Belle, come over here. I want to introduce you to my best DJ, DJ Tweezer.
It's a pleasure to meet you, DJ Tweezer.
The pleasure is all his, believe me, Belle. Now you two dance already.
Oh, you made a cute couple.
I remember we danced all night longer and never let go of each other. I can't believe I'd almost forgotten about this. She was the love of my life.
So, why did this happen?
Another cloud of smoke takes over the room, and when it clears, Belle, who sounds suspiciously like a leprechaun, is standing in front of a car that is ready to take her to the airport. Young DJ Tweezer stands before her.
I have to go now, DJ Tweezer.
I wish you would change your mind.
And you would change yours?
You don't understand, Belle. I'm doing this for us, to start us off right. We can be rich.
I don't need to be rich, DJ Tweezer. I just need you. Please just stop spending all of your time at the studio.
I can't, Belle. I can't miss out on any more underwriting spots.
Well, then I guess you've made your decision.
Belle gets into the back seat of the taxi, and the car speeds off. Young DJ Tweezer simply turns around and heads back into the studio.
Please, Spirit, show me no more of this. Just take me home.
Why do you wish not to see?
Just take me home!
A cloud of smoke surrounds him, and when it clears, DJ Tweezer is laying in his bed all alone.
Just take me home! Just take me home! Just take me... Oh, my. Another horrible hallucination. I swear I'm going to have a heart attack if I have another dream like this.
The clock strikes two.
Cuckoo! Cuckoo!
Well... DJ Tweezer, it is I, the Ghost of Christmas Present. I've come to take you on a quick little journey.
Me. Sorry.
Wait, how are you going to do this?
I blew
then?
That.
He did blow that.
DJ Tweezer, it is I, the Ghost of Christmas Present. I've come to take you on a quick little journey. Where do we go, Spirit? You're bored operating this house, DJ Cratchit. I want to show you something.
Suddenly, there's a big, loud explosion of light. And when it fades, DJ Tweezer and the Ghost of Christmas Present are standing inside of the Cratchit home on Christmas Day. Mrs. Cratchit prepares a bird that couldn't be more than the size of a pigeon for her large family. All of the children seem happy in spite of it. Even little Minnie Mark and his little bum leg.
Hooray! I don't understand, Spirit. How can they be so happy when they have nothing? Because they have each other, you idiot.
but you wouldn't understand that because you push everyone away who has ever cared about you.
Well, hello, Mrs. Cratchit. That bird smells absolutely delicious.
Oh, well, thank you, DJ Cratchit. We owe our thanks to mean old Mr. Scrooge for giving us the means to purchase such a fine bird.
Come now, Mrs. Cratchit. He isn't all that bad. At least it's food on the table. But it's Christmas, and we have each other. Let's rejoice in that.
Daddy, Daddy, today I beat Halo 3!
Oh, did you now? I could never beat that first level in the jungle. It's very challenging. I'm so proud of you, Minnie Mark.
Yes, but I must say I was disappointed in the game. I was expecting so much more, but all I really got was just another run-of-the-mill multiplayer of the FPSs for the Xbox 360.
Enough talk about Halo, Minnie Mark. You'll wear yourself out. Now come sit down at the table and reject the food I constantly prepare for you.
What's wrong with that little one, Spirit?
Everything, you name it. He's got the bad leg, he needs a crutch to walk, he's got cancer, and he's got a tumor. This will be his last Christmas.
But surely there's something that can be done.
As long as they live in poverty like this, they will never have the means to give him the medical treatment he needs.
Then suddenly the Cratchits are gone, and Scrooge and Arnold the spirit of Christmas present, are left in an empty room with only a crate inside. There's a beeping noise coming from inside of the crate. A helicopter can be heard flying overhead.
What's that beeping noise, Spirit? It sounds like it's coming from the crate. Well, don't you think you should check it out?
The Spirit lifts up the crate, addressed in pink lettering to the wake-up call, and reveals a large batch of C4 underneath, attached to a timer with 10 fun, fabulous seconds left on it.
What is it? It's a bomb! Get out! It's going to blow! Get to the chopper!
DJ Tweezer Scrooge runs his little legs as fast as he can for the doorway. When he gets outside, he grabs onto a ladder, swinging the helicopter, and it pulls him up into the air just as the building explodes in flames. It's quite hardcore. DJ Tweezer Scrooge climbs up the ladder and into the helicopter. The pilot is wearing a long black robe with a black hood.
Thank you. You saved my life.
But the pilot does not respond to Scrooge's thank you.
I said thank you.
Again, the pilot does not respond, and Scrooge realizes that this is no ordinary helicopter pilot. It is the ghost of Christmas yet to come.
It's you, isn't it? The final ghost. I have feared you the most. Show me what I must see.
The ghost of Christmas yet to come flies the helicopter over to the cemetery, and below, Scrooge can see the Cratchits attending a funeral. He realizes they are all there, except for Minnie Mark. Mrs. Cratchit cries on DJ Cratchit's shoulder, and the helicopter speeds away to its next destination.
Where do we go now, Spirit? Why don't you talk to me?
The helicopter flies into an alley and lands on the street. The ghost exits the helicopter and motions for Scrooge to follow. He takes Scrooge down a long, dark alley until they approach another cemetery.
Not more death. Is that all you have to show me?
The ghost of Christmas yet to come points his long, bony hand at a tombstone.
Whose tombstone is that, Spirit?
The ghost, again, does not respond. He is shocked that Scrooge is not picking up on this, and only continues to point. DJ Tweezer Scrooge approaches the tombstone hesitantly.
Who is Rango Luxumtuggle?
Realizing he was pointing at the wrong tombstone, the ghost moves his finger to point at the tombstone two rows over.
Oh, it's me. But it can't be. I'm as healthy as a horse. How did I die? How did I die, Spirit? I demand to know. How did I die? I don't want to die, Spirit. Don't let me die. Don't let me die. Don't let me die.
Suddenly, DJ Tweezer's eyes open and the sun shines brightly through his window. It is Christmas morning and he is not dead. He jumps for joy and thinks to himself how wonderful it is to be alive and have a second chance at life.
Oh, how wonderful it is to be alive and have a second chance at life.
Is there an echo in here? DJ Tweezer Scrooge runs out into the street in SpongeBob pajamas and purchases the biggest goose he can find and has it delivered to the Cratchits. He runs into Sasha, the girl collecting money for Thon, and gives her a check for $10,000 and promises that there is much more to come. He spends Christmas Day at his nephew Fred's house and realizes that Anita's cooking really isn't all that bad. He apologizes to Fred for the way he has been in the past and vows to spend every Christmas Day there for the rest of his life as long as he is invited back. The next day at work, DJ Cratchit comes in a bit late.
Cratchit, you're late!
Yeah. Sorry, Mr. Scrooge. It's just I didn't get much sleep last night, being that the kids were excited from Christmas and all.
Something has to be done about this, Cratchit. I can't let you slide again.
Yeah, go ahead, Scrooge. I'm sorry, I really am. I promise it won't happen again. You don't have to fire me, even though that's what you'll do.
Fire you? How about I give you a raise?
What?
How does double your old salary sound? And you could play all the music you want.
Let's make this a good station to listen to again, together.
I don't know what to say, sir. I'm just speechless.
Don't say anything, Cratchit. Just get that music going. And Cratchit?
Yes, sir?
Anything that Minimark needs, you let me know. I'll take care of it all.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. Scrooge.
Call me DJ Tweezer.
It was said that from then on, DJ Tweezer Scrooge became like a second father to Minimark, who got better with the help of the money raised by Thon and DJ Tweezer's money as well. And live past the next Christmas and many, many more after that. DJ Tweezer Scrooge even bought him more video games for his Xbox that were way, way better than Halo 3. And when Minimark realized that there were much better games out there, there was only one thing that he could say.
God bless us, everyone!
The end.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow. I have to say, Belle... Fantastic.
I was going for a Cockney accent, and then it went horribly wrong. And I was like, well, there's Irish people around.
I really like the leprechaun you had going on there.
That was beautiful.
That was the highlight of the whole thing for me.
My heart is just so warm right now. I'm just so happy.
It's a little unhealthy.
Wow. That's beautiful. That's going to have wild critical acclaim.
Yeah.
It's beautiful, beautiful stuff.
Good, strong way to go out.
Yeah, honestly, DJ Tweez going out on top. Yeah. And having a conversation with yourself as two different characters, not easy to pull off.
Really good.
I'm sure no one else realized it who was listening, but he is actually two different characters in that.
I didn't even realize it until I looked over.
I really enjoyed how you wrote the script and you forgot which characters you were.
That was awesome. That has a lot to do with me being asleep while writing.
I also thought that you sort of picked an accent out of the air. You know, I was like, oh, I'm Schwarzenegger. Yeah, it makes sense. But then it all came together when you had to get to the chopper.
Yeah.
Get to the chopper. Right, you lost some toggle. You showed up.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Dropping some love.
That was my personal favorite part. And there was a Rango reference. I was just glad that I wasn't surprised and had to do the voice and just pull it out. I think 3 is my limit. I don't know. We'll see.
That's fun. That's quality. That's quality stuff. Alliant.fm Christmas Carol. DJ Tweez has all copyright powers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I could maybe put it up on our blog.
This in the
on website. Maybe.
I could put this in the public domain right away.
All right.
Just say copyright, all over it.
If anyone's trying to just go ahead and perform this, I don't think you can mess this up. This is gold.
You gotta do the accents right, though. Definitely.
Yeah. Oh, that's key. You can only hire us, obviously.
Yeah.
But yeah, you won't miss if you do that. And we're not trying to move. We just like speaking in the microphone.
If you expect to actually see this production, you're well off the mark.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We'll be in another room yelling into like your family room.
Yeah. The cool thing about us Wake Up Call DJs is we're all morbidly obese. Uh-huh. Yeah. So we don't really like to move around much, you know? We just sort of chill in the studio all day long. Hold on.
And the really good thing is that if we weren't morbidly obese after all these wonderful Christmas gifts, we will be.
Yeah.
I'm working on it.
Your house and chocolate bars over here.
Yeah, really.
I'm plowing through.
Yeah, it's delicious. We have peppermint bark too.
We have
all kinds of gifts.
Dr. Thunder is really good.
Aside from B-rated soft drinks and candy, we actually have a caller that really enjoyed the Christmas special.
Put them on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
You guys are too funny. That was just great. I realize I might be a little biased, but that was great.
We appreciate it. We were just hoping to really bring the holiday spirit on air.
You totally did, and you all did such a good job. It's the best cup of coffee I've had, like, in years. I'm sitting there, I turned it on, and I right at the beginning, it just was starting when I turned it on. So it was really good, and thanks for making my day.
Absolutely. Thank you for listening.
So not to be biased or anything, but seeing as it's Christmas, who was your favorite character?
Good question.
I would have to go with Belle.
I was going to say, I really was loving the Irish Belle.
It was supposed to be Cockney.
It really wasn't.
He wa- yeah, he wanted a Cockney accent, and it just
well,
failed.
That's okay. And I love this. Who sounds strangely like a leprechaun? The ad-libbing was great. That was hilarious.
It's like an Apatow film. We improvise.
Yeah, I think you guys should probably like try to record that and send that out there to him, and you all have jobs.
All right.
Already recorded.
Yeah, I know. It's already recorded. That part's done.
Beautiful.
Oh, well, that's okay. Then I want a copy.
All right, see what I can
do
for you.
Christmas card. I can include that.
We're going to try to put it up on www.thelion.fm.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll see what we can do.
That's going to be my Christmas present. I want that. That's big fun.
All right. Well, our present is just having you listen. So thank you very much.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you get that every week, so.
All right, thank
great
you.
Great job, you guys, and have fun and be good and do well in finals.
Merry Christmas. Right.
Merry okay, Christmas. Bye.
Bye.
That's all the listener love.
I love, yeah, gotta love it. If anybody else would like to call in, comment, you know, we're open to constructive criticism, you know? Mm-hmm. You can tell us maybe what the play was lacking,
yeah.
How we can pick it up in certain areas. Straight out complaints, we don't really do.
No.
No, like if
we
you
will hang up on you.
If you complain about the show, we'll just hang up.
I actually take them. I cry a little bit. It's not on air. I just absorb it. I'm
extremely sensitive.
I'm the morning show's wall.
Yeah, he just internalizes everything.
Just follow that, Mike.
It's really sad sometimes. Like, we went to pick him up yesterday to go to the radio station Christmas party. He was in his apartment, all the lights off, alone, crying in a ball.
Yeah.
Well. just going, why do they hate us?
Yeah.
And then we took him to the party, and, you know, he brightened up a little bit by the time we got there, but it was still a tough night.
Comes with the territory, you know.
Yeah.
But in the meanwhile, 814-865-WKPS, or...
81-HUNK-WKPS.
Yeah. While we're, you know, just hanging out, I think I'm going to play another song.
Okay. All right.
And I was thinking the other night, I was like, you know what? Christmas is the time to think of other cultures, other people.
Okay.
And one group that really kind of gets left out in the Christmas music thing is the Mexican gangsters.
Dude, I was just about to say that.
Yeah.
They took the words out of my mouth.
They have, you know, Feliz Navidad, and that's a stretch at best, you know?
Right. It's,
that's not really gangster.
Not at all. Have you heard the song Lean Like a Cholo? And that's not Lean Like a Churro, which is the delicious cinnamon treat.
Yeah.
Is there a song called Lean Like a Churro?
No.
That really should be.
That's going to be in the works right now, actually, now that you mention it. But no, this is just, this is Lean Like a Cholo. But I'll do a little bit of DJing myself and edited up a holiday version, Lean Like a Cholo Ho Ho. And I hope you enjoy it. It's a nice Christmas mix you can share with your friends.
All the homies, they know what I mean. Baby, let me show you how I lean.
Like a cholo.
Lay back, bounce in the car. When we do a dance, so we do it like what?
Like a cholo.
Cut your side, elbows up, cut your side, elbows up.
All up in the club, stand deep, looking for some highness. We on the creep, I need a bad one, a real freak. When I'm on the dance floor, so don't sleep. Damn, I like you, but I really want her. She's that type, I can't tell. Let me get into the beat, take her back to the hotel. But right now, I'm on the move. Show this little mama how a gangster groove. I don't do a whole lot, just enough. Me side to side, keep my elbows up. Like this and like that. All the girls know where the real G's at. You can find us way up in the back. Watching that bounce like a Lolo. Lean like a Cholo.
Cut your side. Elbows up, cut your side. Elbows up, cut your side. Elbows up, cut your side.
I lean like a Cholo.
Cut your side. Elbows up, cut your side. Elbows up, cut your side. Elbows up, cut your side.
Like a Cholo. I'm round, I get down. The girls love how I lean. Like a G to the B. Blue and white MJ's on my feet. I'm looking real good. I'm so hood. Gotta stay clean if you know what I mean. Pockets full of feria, mucho dinero. Look me in my eyes, tell me pa' que te quiero. Let me do my dance, you do yours. Show you what you got to, just sweating out your pores. Just like that, yeah, I like that. I'm a perro, tryna chase that cat. Hey DJ, won't you play that same track? Run it back, I can lean to that. Now she wants me, and I ain't going home solo. Cause I lean like a cholo.
Cut your side, elbows up, cut your side. Elbows up, cut your side. Elbows up, cut your side.
I lean like a cholo.
Cut your side, elbows up, cut your side. Elbows up, cut your side. Elbows up, cut your side.
Like a cholo. All the homies, they know what I mean. Baby, let me show you how I lean.
Like a cholo.
Lay back, bounce in the club. When we do a dance, we do it like what?
Like a cholo.
All the homies, they know what I mean. Baby, let me show you how I lean.
Like a cholo.
Lay back, bounce in the club. When we do a dance, we do it like what?
Like a cholo.
Cut your side, elbows up, cut your side. Elbows up, cut your side. Elbows up, cut your side.
I lean like a cholo.
Cut your side, elbows up, cut your side. Elbows up, cut your side. Elbows up.
side.
I lean like a cholo.
Cut to side. Elbows up, cut to side. Hey. Elbows up, cut to side. Think fingers from the shred.
To the wake up call in 60 seconds, right here on the Lion 90.7 FM.
We'll now pause for station identification. WKPS State College.
And to let the other State College radio stations catch up.
The Lion 90.7 FM. The Lion 90.7 FM. Your campus weather service forecast. Sponsored by the Student Bookstore. You can stop by SBS and check out their textbooks, school supplies, PSU memorabilia, and more. You can also check out the Student Bookstore online at studentbookstore.com. Operated by Penn Staters for Penn Staters since 1965. The Big Blue on the Corner Student Bookstore.
Good morning, State College. If you're just waking up, you missed out on one of the greater Christmas specials of our era. But that's not important right now. Let's get to the weather. Today, mostly sunny skies with a high of 40 degrees. Tonight, clear skies with a low of 20 degrees. Tomorrow, increasing clouds throughout the day with a few snow showers in the evening with a high of 30 degrees. Tomorrow night, snow changing over to sleet and freezing rain. Precipitation may be heavy at times with a low of 26. The caffeine's getting to me. It's getting to me. The outlook for Sunday is sleet and freezing rain changing back over to snow. Also, again, precipitation may be heavy at times with a high in the low 30s. That's your campus weather forecast, and we will be back in action with the wake-up call just in a second.
The wake-up call.
This is what we do.
What I hope is like a time bomb insult. Yeah, well, we handle it with class. I'm high with that.
Hi, I'm Graham Spanier, president of Penn State University. And you're listening to the wake-up call on The Lion 90.7 FM. This is where the magic happens.
But it sounds disgusting.
All right, we're back. That's
the second time in a row you messed up precipitation.
Yeah, no. I've had some trouble with it.
I like the first recovery better. The blah, 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 blah. It's like Steve Carell and Bruce Almighty. Just gotta spit that out. All right, yesterday something magical happened.
Mm-hmm. Well, today something magical has happened as well.
Really?
There was the greatest Christmas special.
Oh, well, yeah. I thought that was just known, though.
Yeah.
If you listen to Wednesday's show, we here at the Wake Up Call, we love the Collegian to death because we report it like it's our news. We just read it and then regurgitate it back to you like we're the newskeepers.
We actually own the Collegian. I bought it last night for $12 and a really good hand in a poker game.
So, after that show, took off my Katie Couric pantsuit and put on my old angry woman from Arkansas muumuu and wrote a letter to the Collegian because I was outraged by what a certain columnist said. That columnist was Leslie Small, who we've commented on her writing before.
I need to interrupt for a sec and say, you looked stunning in your Katie Couric pantsuit.
Thank you. But the muumuu was much more comfortable.
Yeah, that's when I knew you meant business, though.
Better for complaining.
Yeah.
And she had a column called Call Me a Grinch, I Hate Parts of Christmas. And one part of that column kind of resonated with me when she said that Jingle All the Way, which if you haven't seen it, you're missing out. It stars Arnold Schwarzenegger.
It's a very good movie.
It's very good. She called it drivel. And I just couldn't stand for it. Mm-mm. So on a whim, I wrote a letter thinking... There's no way they'll print this. Sure enough, yesterday's Collegian, if you still have it.
Mm-hmm.
Columnist ignored holiday movies' positive qualities. If you've been reading the Collegian, there's been so many serious letters considering the Virginia Tech, you know, costumes and stuff like that. And, you know, people, you know, really concerned. Affirmative action meant to help minorities. Women was another letter that was in there. And columnist ignored holiday movies' positive qualities was right there with them. And I gotta give a hand to the people at the Collegian because they have a sense of humor.
Yep.
And they printed it. Do we want to hear a rendition of it?
I absolutely want to.
No, okay. I need to know what this actually and sounded like in your head.
I want everyone out there to understand you wearing your Moo Moo pants or whatever. All right.
I was a little perturbed.
All right. So give me that as you describe your letter.
I am writing in response to Leslie Small's column, Call Me a Grinch, I Hate Parts of Christmas, on December 12th. While I will have the restraint to not call Leslie anything personally, Grinch wasn't the word I had in mind, I will assess her movie taste as simply craptacular. That was not edited out. Her judgment of the holiday classic Jingle All the Way as drivel was both wildly off base and completely uncalled for. Can you name any other movie that has a cast chock full of great entertainers? Arnold Schwarzenegger, Sinbad, Star Wars Episode I's Jake Lloyd, and late Phil Hartman take us on a cinematic journey that reminds us what the holidays are all about. Sinbad and Schwarzenegger's contention for the coveted Turbo Man doll is a story of Shakespearean quality. I am watching the movie this instant, which I was, and if Leslie had any credibility in the holiday movie field, she would easily see that Jingle All the Way has not only stood the test of time, but has aged like a fine wine. Perhaps she should give the zenith of Arnold's career another chance this holiday season. Mark McColey, sophomore, public relations.
Yes.
Don't like it.
Yes.
You left out Jim Belushi.
Jim Belushi is the Santa in there.
There you go.
Yep. There's actually Chris Parnell, a young Chris Parnell's in there.
Yeah.
SNL fans. Yeah.
Great movie. Arnold showed a lot of emotion and range in that film.
He always does.
He's got to get to the point.
Where's your Christmas spirit? But I got to hand it to him. I mean, they got to have a sense of humor if they publish it. I think Kevin Duran or Kevin Doran actually Facebook messaged me and said, awesome letter.
That's great, and, man. Was that the whole letter? Did they edit any of it out?
No. I think they changed my ending. They, like, condensed it or something. But, yeah, Craptacular made it.
Yeah, sure did.
And like I'm proud of you for it.
Yeah, and bravo. Cheers to the Collegian for putting in my word. And this is not over. You know, if Leslie fires back, I'm ready. Let's start this.
I want this to become like a heated media war.
You know what? Yeah. I hope she's really listening right now because I will go toe-to-toe.
He really wants a media war with the Collegian.
Sure.
Not with the Collegian, just the opinion section.
Yeah. All right, yeah, I want a war with the opinion section.
With Leslie small-minded.
Oh, well played.
Hey, I made that joke earlier.
Did you? I think we all made that joke at one time.
Leslie.
I like where your head's at.
Leslie, idiot.
Less than good writing, Lee. Small.
We'll see. We'll see if there's any response or if she just, you know, brushes it off. That's because right. She has a column and I don't.
Yeah, we have a radio show.
Yeah, we have a two-hour radio show.
It's like if the newspaper was instant and got to the world all at once.
Yeah, and if it only carried the really important news like we do.
Yeah.
And if it lasted 2 hours instead of a quick 45-second scan.
Exactly.
So that just goes to show you, definitely write in if you're feeling it, if you got your moo-moo rolling.
Yeah. When people listen to our show, they listen because we're great, and they want to listen.
Yeah.
When people pick up a Collegian, they get it because it has a crossword puzzle in it.
That's right, and they're bored in class.
And according to some of DJ Tomorrow's new friends, and DJ Illustrious and Haystron 3000's regular friends, there's a lot of Sudokus in it. Even though there are not three U's in the word Sudoku.
Nobody knows that.
Speaking of Haystron 3000, he is now in the studio. Got the wireless mic.
I am. I'm fresh into the studio at 8 a.m., you know. I had a small homework, you know, miscalculation this morning.
We heard about that, yeah.
It kept me out for the first hour, but I'm here for the last hour of the greatest show of the best semester at Penn State.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, we had a wild Christmas special earlier.
You did. You missed it.
We're encouraging all listeners to call in 814-865-9577. Just chat with us. Tell us what you think of the show.
Yeah.
Maybe, I don't know, something for next semester to hang on to. Whatever you want.
We'd love to hear from you. So please call in, or you can get, of course, are we online right now? Instant Messenger?
I don't know the password, so if Phil could write it on a piece of paper and then show me, because just, we are on the radio.
If you'll just read the log, but it's on the very first page of each log.
Ooh.
What?
I got him.
So on a different
note, tell the technical prowess of our staff here.
I heard you guys won an award.
Yeah.
Last night.
We did.
We're
now the award-winning
to, most likely to make fun of Polish people or something.
Yeah.
What was it?
That's all DJ Tweez.
Yeah.
It was most likely to offend someone.
Most likely to offend Polish people.
Yeah.
My uncle, technical name for the award.
My uncle called in and had me suspended.
I think that might be the most prestigious award I've ever heard of, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm pretty proud of it. We got medals.
Yeah, we are award-winning. Yeah, I want to hang that medal.
The award-winning wake-up call?
Ooh. Nice ring to it. Yeah, doesn't it?
Somebody send a memo to Tom Shakley. That's our new name.
Do it.
Or somebody send us an instant message at...
Nice.
Lion Morning Show on AIM.
That's right.
That's all it is. I know the password now.
That's...
Hooray. It is no longer a set of digits that are in a row, as it was previously.
Yeah. It's not 1, 2, 3, 4 anymore.
That's a combination of someone having their luggage.
Yeah. That was good for me personally, because I knew it. And I wouldn't forget it.
Now, is our screen name Lion Morning Show or The Lion Morning Show?
It's just Lion Morning Show.
Okay, Lion Morning Show. If you want to send us an instant message,
mm-hmm.
Thanks for that clarification. That's
had to make
or
sure.
Just an emoticon, just to let you know how
yeah.
you know.
Yeah, just send
let us know
send
how you're
us
feeling.
Some smiles.
A sunglass smiley face,
mm-hmm.
or that smiley face with like the sideways like money symbol. Because no one really knows what that means.
No one really knows.
I think that's my lips
mouth.
Are sealed.
No,
oh, is that
I
what
think
it is?
It's put your money where your mouth is, actually.
That's,
that
oh, works? You're right, because my lips are sealed are the X.
Yeah, it's like, no.
I just like
you
the one with the blushing.
Scholar, you.
You're a scholar of the emoticon.
I try, you know. There's a time in my life when I just studied that a lot.
Good.
I've retired from that. I'm moving on to bigger and better things now.
You know, Gmail with GChat has its own little emoticons. I don't know if you guys have seen this.
Really?
They're a little bit more on the subtle side. Like, Instant Messenger's...
They're Charlie Sheen, which I thought was weird.
Yeah.
Little pictures of Charlie Sheen making different faces.
Exactly.
They're just womanizing, like, barely competent
There's a whole
actors.
Subset for that.
Instant Messenger, right. Now, like, if you click a smiley face, it just explodes all over your screen.
It's really,
and some actually pour through the monitor, and then you're just covering these little smiley faces. They're making noises, and, like, biting you and stuff.
When I'm IM by someone I don't enjoy talking to, I try to have the whole conversation in smileys.
That's why I always go with that, like, sideways money symbol. Nobody knows. That conversation just ends.
Yeah. There's no response to that.
I mean, get the dictionary.
That's how you're going to break up with your next girlfriend.
Sideways money.
Then she'll know.
She'll be like, oh, not one of those.
Yep.
It just exploded through my screen. I need to wash my dress now.
I dropped Lilas on somebody the other day.
Did you?
DJ Tomorrow. Yeah. Our very own DJ Kudapuff, who has his pregame show tonight from 9 to 11.
Yeah.
Is it the Christmas pregame show?
I'd imagine. Maybe
you should bring him your
roll like a cholo.
Roll like a cholo.
So bring your own eggnog.
Yeah. I could. We could bring him a Lion.fm Christmas carol.
Yep.
We could just keep reading.
It's limitless.
We could just stay here.
We could stay here until the pregame show at 9 o'clock.
Let's just lock the studio door.
Yeah.
Let no one in.
Well, technically, it is locked.
Go on a marathon.
People have keys, though, that get in.
Okay.
So.
Put a door stop on the door.
Right.
Yes.
Barricade it.
All right. Something quick that I think we should talk about on the front page of this Legion. Justin King says he's 50-50 on going to the NFL draft.
For those of you...
I was going to say, for those of you who don't know Justin King, he's our mediocre cornerback.
I was about to say something in kinder words, but yes. He's our starting cornerback and widely considered an NFL caliber cornerback at the beginning of the season. Not so much later, had a rough season.
And how tall is he? About 5'4" and a half.
Yeah,
no, it's actually
I think 5'2".
5'2"
down. Okay, well, you know what? I think that he's he is a very good cornerback, but I just think that his height, like we're talking about, does actually like hurt him, and especially during the Indiana game when he had to cover the 6'6" wide receiver they had. I can't remember.
Was it Hardy? I think.
Yeah,
James Hardy.
You know, he just had a really tough time doing that.
Like, could you imagine him trying to cover, like, Plexico Burress in the NFL?
Absolutely not.
I don't think he can cover me straight up.
Probably could.
He can't teach height.
I think really on this, he should wait a season because he did not have his best season. You want to peak right before the NFL draft to make your money.
Get the cash.
Got to make them bills.
And get drafted as well.
He will graduate with a degree in letters, arts, and sciences next week. Which is what they give out in elementary school. Yeah. What kind of degree is that?
Yeah, he knows his ABCs, his 1, 2, 3s, and how to recycle. Yeah,
put glue on paper and then cover it in sparkly
glitter. Yeah.
If someone is an LAS major, please call in so you can explain to us what it is so we don't operate under this. Or if we're straight up right, please call us too.
Yeah.
Just let us know that we're not saying anything wrong.
Because we could use some finger paintings for the studio.
Weird thing, the finals are killer.
We just need some self-verification here.
Yeah. But honestly, call in 814-865-WKPS. Just about anything, about life. You know?
Yeah, if you have any Christmas stories, if you want to give out a Christmas shout-out to a relative or friend.
Yeah,
because they're probably listening.
That's right, they are. We actually had a fun Facebook event about this show in particular.
Yeah, I was a little bit scrambling yesterday, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to organize it last minute, invite a lot of people, and ballooned a little bit.
I think we should probably today make one for the first show of next semester.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
I'd say
just start a little earlier.
We should just start making one
before.
Every day for every show.
That'll get a little annoying. It's the next day at the wake up call.
Yeah. People will love it.
I have 56 invitations and they're all from the wake up call crew.
Yeah.
What is going on?
Yeah, that would be worse than the vampire and zombie invitations you get on Facebook. Hot or not.
And the beauty of the invitation every day is, like, today we can be like, yeah, you know, it's the last day of the semester. We're going to have a Christmas special. We have Christmas music. Yeah. We got a huge box of presents, all that stuff. But then for the regular shows, you'd be like, we're going to open up a collegian.
Yeah.
I had a big dinner last night. Maybe we'll talk about that.
We can always go with the guarantee that Marky Mark will say something stupid, though. Always.
That's fun.
That's a long time.
Stupid's too harsh. Say something fun.
Say something honest. That's what you do. Yeah. Yeah. Just honest.
Filterless.
Yeah. You tell it like it is.
Can we, I'm just curious. Can we hear some bed music?
Bed music would be bedtacular.
It would be.
A little BM.
Yeah.
Like BM in the morning.
yeah, bed music like this. Wait. Right? No, you were thinking Christmas bed music.
Who said turn off Law and Order?
Yeah, in the criminal justice system, everyone's innocent until proven guilty. The Lion.fm, a Christmas carol.
All right, I know what you mean. Fair enough.
I hate the new rendition of the new USA episodes. They have like the more 80s hard rock version of the song.
Yeah, just like beatboxing.
Terrible. It's terrible.
Hey, if anyone wants a really good band to check out, Europe. Yes.
The Final Countdown.
Is that them?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
And also they sing a song called Ninja.
And they sing a song called Cherokee, which is fantastic.
It turns out they're actually Swedish. Does anyone know that?
Really?
No.
Yeah, they're Swedish.
But I believe it. Swedish people, weird people, generally.
Yeah, the weirdest.
Yeah. If we've offended any Swedish people, just call
in. But you know what? We warned you.
Yeah, we can work this out on
here. We have the award, so
where did
you shouldn't be surprised.
Does anyone remember during Middle School Music Week, I told you guys that Robin was from somewhere? Was it Sweden?
I think, yeah.
Or Finland or something?
One of those.
Actually, I think it was Sweden.
Robin the Boy Wonder?
No, like,
Robin the Girl.
Robin as in, like, Show Me Love,
with
Robin.
With the Y.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Nobody knows where the other Robin came from.
Why does that matter? You know what? He fights crime. Give him a break.
So apparently, the greatest musicians just come out of Sweden.
So yeah. Robin in Europe.
Robin, yes.
So
exactly.
Great chocolate, too.
Mm-hmm.
And we have great chocolate in studio right now.
Yeah, we do. Some actually, does anyone want some?
And a very fine healthcare system.
That mint bark is. Do you want some mint bark, Hazy?
Oh, I'd love some.
Did you just crush half a bar? Yeah, you did.
Yeah, I pretty much did.
So I was on a sugar high.
So
right
do
now.
We know the origin of all this wonderful
Lundegraaf
giftness?
Nobody's sure how to pronounce the name. We had an argument.
Yeah. Lundegraaf.
Lundegraaf.
You know how, like,
LG.
Mardi Gras isn't said Mardi Gras?
No, I've always said Mardi Gras.
That's how I say it.
French.
France.
Lundi Gras would be like Fat Monday, right? Isn't Lundi Monday
that
in
makes
French?
Sense.
Oh,
that
my sister, wait. This is actually helpful.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know.
But, you know,
anyway,
not pronouncing things right is fun, too.
Yeah. Regardless, we're grateful.
Loyal listener.
And not only that, we have some lottery tickets. Winning lottery tickets.
Winning
today.
Lottery tickets.
Yeah.
Yep. Got a dollar. Got a free lottery ticket.
Yeah. I've never seen DJ Illustrious scratch off a lottery ticket and not win something, actually.
I won a dollar today, too.
Check me out. Exactly. I absolutely believe you.
You got some moolah on air.
You know you're going to do that, right? You're going to have to buy another
ticket. Yeah, obviously.
In accordance to tradition.
Why would you do anything else?
Got to chase that feeling.
Someday I'm going to hit it big.
What, I'm curious, though. If you hit, like, if you somehow hit the $10,000 prize.
Yep.
Are you just going to walk in, slap the ticket down on the counter, and go, 10,000 lottery tickets?
Yes.
Good question.
Because you know that there's a really good chance that you're going to get another 10 grand prize if you get 10,000 lottery tickets.
That's just like this constantly expanding exponential equation to get more and more money, and I like it. I like where your head's at, Phil. I was thinking just making it rain. If I get $10,000, I'll just get it all once and just have a party where I just make it rain all night.
Pac-Man Jones it.
I would come and I'd just be crawling around on the floor picking up money.
Shoving it up, exactly.
Shoving it in my pockets.
I'd be like, you know, I could probably pay for some school with this, but nah.
No, I'm just going to make it rain.
Off the balcony, probably go on the roof of the building, do as much as I can.
Good plan.
My plan out of college is to win the lottery, actually. I don't really want a job.
I've met a surprising number of people who have that as their plan.
Great. We should make that a major. If letters, arts, and sciences can be a major, why can't winning the lottery?
Here's the wake-up call. We're not afraid of offending anyone by making fun of their major, so.
It's probably have a better shot at making money with your career. With the
lottery.
With the lottery major.
That's a good point.
Ooh. All right, not to end this streak of offending people, but I think I'm going to play some music.
Okay.
Maybe this one's a little bit intense, more so than like a cholo ho-ho. It's a guy named Gary Hoey. Yeah. Has anyone heard of him?
Nope.
He can rock. And just discovered him this year, and this is Carol of the Bells. Ooh. The Irish Bells?
You know what?
I didn't hit the right button, so... Anticipation, hooray. Now it's Carol of the Bells.
wake-up call coming right up on the Lion 90.7 FM.
The Lion.
Weeknights at 5.
Radio Free Penn State.
There, hello there. They're talking about this Dr. Trintignant and Dr. Spangler. Well, I got a new name for him. Adolf Hitler and his Gestapo stooges are running that place.
Conversation you can't ignore.
Radio Free Penn State.
He's more of a dictator of the Student Activity Fee Board than the chair of the Student Activity Fee Board.
Anybody else out there with an opinion? 865 WKPS.
Weeknights at 5.
Only on the Lion, 90.7 FM.
RushOrderTees.com. RushOrderTees is an internet-based retail apparel business. Their services include custom design work, screen printing, embroidery, and the ability to design your own clothing right on their website. RushOrderTees.com accepts any size order and handles both personal and corporate accounts. Their apparel store features name brands like Adidas, American Apparel, Champion, Columbia, Hanes, and jerseys, with t-shirts, windbreakers, jackets, towels, pants, hats, and more. That's RushOrderTees.com.
PNC Bank's State College Call Center is hiring full and part-time financial services consultants. Students seeking more than temporary employment are encouraged to apply. Applicants should be comfortable working with people over the phone. Positions are available for a range of hours and days during the week and weekend, and benefits are available. Training begins February 16th of 2008. Call 800-PNC-4WRK or visit www.pnc.jobs. That's 800-PNC-4WRK or www.pnc.jobs.
Hi, this is Brandy from Herbig's Austrian Bistro. After slaving away in a tiny little hole, well hidden from the public, finally after 5 years in business, and I might add successful, Herbig's has moved to a prime location. 132 West College Avenue, next to the new State Theater.
Same authentic Austrian food as before, same customer treatment. 238-0200.
Stay Your Face on the Lion 90.7 FM is brought to you by Attorney Andrew Shubin. Attorney Shubin has been defending the rights of students and residents of Center County for over a decade. He provides representation for DUIs, underage drinking, and all criminal charges. For a free consultation or more information, Andrew Shubin can be reached at 814-867-3115 or online at www.statecollegelaw.com.
Let's see. Four people plus times divided.
Back to the music in 60 seconds on the Lion 90.7 FM.
Hey, this is Flea from the Red Hot Chili Peppers for RAD, Recording Artists Against Drunk Driving. That's because I don't want my child hit by one of you stupid drunks out there driving your car. I'm here to remind you that drunk drivers are still a major killer of young adults in this country. So always choose a designated driver, and remember, music lives, you should too.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Chris Harris, Assistant Director of Judicial Affairs. We want to wish you a joyous holiday season from the Lion 90.7. Enjoy your semester break, and we look forward to seeing you during the spring semester.
And now back to the Wake Up Call on the Lion 90.7 FM.
But it's not another typical school day.
It was said that from then on, DJ Tweezer Scrooge became like a second father to Minnie Mark. This is poetry, man. This is great stuff. I think you have a real future in this.
I do too.
What's your major?
Telecommunications.
Yeah, just drop it. All right. Pick up script writing.
Give it up.
Straight to Hollywood, man.
What is it? Letters and arts.
You're not in the union. You can cross the picket line.
Holiday in Handcuffs was just made into a like TV movie. Come on, we know you can write better than
that. And it was second only to the Steelers Patriots, I believe.
Oh no, was it really?
Yep. It's fantastic. Check that out, man.
Sabrina the Teenage Witch still has a big draw.
And right. Mario Lopez, come on, Slater.
Oof. And AC Slater.
It's the dimples that just draw me in.
Yeah, but he's gorgeous though. So.
Oh, he is gorgeous. Yeah.
She really. Isn't though?
No,
Clarissa.
She's fine. Yeah. Tell me you don't have still have a little thing for Clarissa. Actually,
she's spunky.
She's right? A witch. Think about that.
Yeah,
but not in a bad way. Not in like my girlfriend's a witch kind of thing. You know,
in a very attractive yet undescribable way.
Yeah, she's not plain.
Yeah, I think she's plain. She's pretty good at explaining it all though.
Plain is like.
Did you say she was playing?
She is playing.
Yeah.
She's very
I'd go
plain.
With you on
no.
this one.
Oh, it's Melissa Joan Hart.
Yeah, exactly. The only thing not plain about her is the fact that she has to use all three parts of her name, which isn't even that original in Hollywood. So
well,
back off.
And what kind of name is Melissa Joan?
It's like my mother's horse, name man. Is Joan. What are you trying to say?
Yeah. Oh, I mean,
but it doesn't,
it,
have Melissa, it doesn't have Melissa in front of it.
That's true.
I like the name Joan, but Melissa Joan? That's it's close to Melissa Joe.
That's a fun name. No,
it
Joe.
Has an N on it.
So Joe. I don't know if they just yoke. So Joe. That's what a friend's called. That's what Sam called her whenever you would put the ladder down and walk up into her bedroom. Do you ever think that's kind of weird, looking back on it?
Yes.
Like, the boy next door would just, like,
kind
never say
intrusive.
Hi to the parents and
yeah.
just, like, go straight to her bedroom?
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of messed up, right?
Yeah. I don't even think he lived next door.
Yeah.
He had a box underneath one of their bushes that he lived in.
I believe it, man.
I wonder what Ferguson's up to these days.
Wasn't there, like, a noise?
Yes. I think he's in porn, but I'll check. You know who did porn? The kid from A Christmas Story?
No.
That stuck his tongue to the pole?
No way.
Yeah. And he was in The Toy? Yeah, he had a short stint in the porn industry.
Oh, man.
But who hasn't these days?
I hope he wasn't sticking his tongue in any poles. I really
Bravo.
Don't.
Hey, it's Tron. All right.
He already did that once in the fire company had to come, so.
Yeah, I know. I don't want to think about that.
Is there a fire here?
Anyone order an extra large pizza?
Yep. The pizza man and the fireman, what luck! Right?
Did anybody see College Humor's,
It was, Clovers? Yeah, in Detroit, I believe, right?
Yeah.
What?
There's a spoof on College Humor of a porno, and a guy from the gas company comes, and he has to check if there's carbon monoxide, and then all of a sudden, you know, things progress, it fades to black, you don't see anything graphic, and then it wakes up, and the guy died from carbon monoxide poisoning because he didn't check the meter. And then a guy from the morgue comes, and it just starts all over again.
Big Jack shirtless guy. I'm here
he goes,
from the morgue.
I'm here from the morgue. It's pretty funny.
Looked up Ferguson. Real name, Jason Zimbler.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing since Clarissa Explains It All.
That was all he had to
That's
do.
So
he proved
funny.
Himself.
Was
it?
Yeah.
Height of your career.
He was just really typecast after that.
He quit while he was ahead, I think.
Yeah. They're like, sorry.
So you're auditioning for the role of Ferguson?
And in later auditions, they would say, we don't need anybody to climb up a ladder into a young girl's bedroom, so sorry.
Yeah, that's
and the older he got, the tougher the part got to get.
Yeah.
Now that he's 35, it's just getting real hard.
You're like, listen, no one's climbed through anyone's window on a ladder since Romeo and Juliet. And there's just not a future in that.
I think if you're not MJH, Clarissa Explains It All was like a career killer. I'm looking at everyone else, and it ends. And Clarissa Explains It All.
And her parents.
I saw her dad in a commercial, like a Best Buy commercial, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's
Best dope. Buy employs a lot of people in commercials. It's nice.
I wish you would employ me.
I like what they do with that.
Think about it. How much can like a decent commercial? How much would you get for being in it? I bet you get $5 or $10,000.
Oh, actually, the dad's gotten steady work.
You get residuals every time it plays, also.
Really?
Yeah. You can make a lot. You can do like one commercial a year and make a good living. Honestly.
That's what I want to do with my life, actually.
Yeah. Make like
five or six commercials. Does them in Japan.
Yeah.
Aquadots.
Yeah.
I do, right.
Have you guys been to Japander.com where they have all the celebrity, like, have you seen the Kiefer Sutherland 24 Japanese commercial?
No.
I might have to cue that up. Hold on.
We have no sound.
Talk amongst yourself. Oh, we do. Oh, we do.
Oh, you have your laptop.
Marky Mark comes ready to play.
He does come ready to
when
play.
When talks about Japander into the crowd.
I've never even heard of that website.
What's
By the way,
called?
I feel like it's we should type filmdrunk.com. We had that guy on.
Filmdrunk is a quality source.
Yeah.
I should have come
I actually went there for the first time the other day. It was funny.
It's fun stuff, yeah.
I really like it, and it has good information, too.
I love how Marky Mark's like, talk amongst yourselves. I need to be quiet.
I can't stop.
And then every 10 seconds, he's turning his head around.
Yeah.
Has anyone ever been on ScrewAttack.com?
No.
It's a video game website, and they have this guy called the Angry Video Game Nerd.
Mm-hmm.
And he plays the worst games ever made, and just curses for like 15 minutes straight.
I've heard of that guy, actually.
It's hysterical. It makes me laugh. I don't know.
All right, the clip's loading right now. I'm just going to set it up. I'm going to be really professional about this. Of course, 24 is a high-paced action series, if you haven't seen it.
Yep.
Starring Kiefer Sutherland of 80s fame.
Where torture works.
And now of drunken fame,
who
recently.
In jail now.
Danny, yeah. Waterboarding is not torture. Everybody knows that. Just because you're making a person think that they're dying does not mean that you're torturing them.
Waterboarding is torture, though.
And
it's not waterboarding.
In 24, he's often he's on the phone running and yelling.
You know, no! Where's the helicopter?
Can you hear me now?
Tell me where the bomb is!
You know, I mean, stuff like that.
I've seen 24, and you know what I think every time I see 24? I think Stand By Me.
Really?
Tell me where the bomb is. No, Ace. I won't tell you where the bomb is.
All right. But this is a Japanese commercial for Calorie Mate. That's a drink, I guess. It's like a low-calorie drink that people enjoy. And it's Kiefer Sutherland on a subway with a bunch of Japanese schoolgirls. And he's trying to get through them on the subway, I guess, to meet someone. And let's hope this works. Drinking the calorie, mate.
Wow.
Go to japander.com. That's the only place I can find this commercial to get the full effect. It's just so bizarre that it's only Japanese schoolgirls, and there's no understandable purpose to the commercial. And he's using all of his acting
There's no
talents.
Understandable purpose to 24 in my mind.
And they've got a lot of other crazy stuff. They've got Arnold in a couple commercials.
Arnold.
There's the classic, the general theme of celebrities in Japanese commercials tends to be like energy drinks and like Japanese businessmen.
That's weird about a low calorie sports drink or whatever, or just a low calorie drink.
What?
If you really want low calories, just don't drink anything.
Drink water.
Water works. Yeah. Water works as
water
well.
Has zero calories.
Yeah, water is the original low calorie drink.
Yeah. Still doing it to this day.
Don't tell anyone. Yeah. You'll kill their entire advertising campaign.
Their business.
Calorie Mate and Kiefer. They need to keep afloat. Especially now in this Christmas season.
Tastes much better through that straw.
Yeah, the straws are nice. We got these straws in the gift box today. They're green with little Santa heads on them.
They kind of look like that's impaled kinda, Santa
yeah,
heads.
I was going to say.
Like not a, that that doesn't, I mean, I like
These are all the mall Santas that I've claimed so far.
Headhunters went to the North Pole and just went to town.
And also there's a lot of tinsel, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah, the tinsel's great touch.
Very nice.
Yeah, I should my Christmas tree is lacking tinsel. Maybe I should steal some of that and toss it on.
And you're talking about your digital Christmas tree, not an actual Christmas tree, right?
No, I have an actual Christmas tree in my dorm room.
You have both. Nice.
My digital Christmas tree is lacking, frankly, even lights on the bottom.
From what I heard, it's pathetic.
What's a digital Christmas tree?
On Facebook, you can put a Christmas
tree. One of the 7 billion applications you can add. The finest, of course, is the Lion 90.7 FM application.
You're telling me you can add that as a Facebook application?
Yes, instantly.
What can you do with that application?
You can listen to us every morning, except for Saturdays and Sundays because we're asleep.
Yeah. If you turn it on and then off and then type penguins, a Flight of the Conchords clip plays.
Yes. Yeah.
And I actually met the guy. He was telling me about it last night.
Yeah, so did I.
Yeah. He's like, I told you guys about the penguin thing. I was like, yeah, that's great. You're the man.
He should add more, definitely, an update, a patch, if you will.
Yeah.
It's pretty simple, though. There's no, like, downloading or anything. You just add the application, boop, it's there.
What's it like?
Boop.
All right.
The thing that's the first application I added, and there's that one option, like, do you want to send all your information to everyone across the globe?
Yeah.
And I was like, no. And I was like, well, then you can't add the application.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You just have to make your information available to everyone.
See, I have nothing of value, like, on Facebook about me, other than my name and, like, birthday, I guess.
And there's, like, a million pictures of you, and they're valuable to everyone.
Well, all right, but fine.
It has to be there.
But, I mean, like, if that gets away, if I lose all those pictures, I'm not going to be just broken, you know? Or if someone learns my favorite books. I don't even know if that's up there, but...
I don't think you have books on there.
All right, good. I can't read, so that wouldn't make sense to have them.
I'm trying to make Annie's phone so that I can make it rain, and she just doesn't.
I'm just tired of you always messing with it. Every time it's like your little kid. You have
all I ever do is make it rain on Annie's phone, and then wait till she's at the library.
I had something
to
say about Facebook, and
you
made me lose. That's true. You made me lose my train of thought.
Tell us about Facebook.
can't remember what I was going to say. I had a story, too. Don't remember what it was. So, I don't know. That's about that's my contribution.
Wait, I want to hear about your plans, DJ Tweez, coming up here.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you're graduating.
It's your last show.
Yeah, I know.
It's
crazy.
This is no more special. Someone else is going to have to write it.
I don't have plans. I mean, I have plans, but I don't know.
Should you reveal some of those plans?
Yeah.
I mean, are these like plans for world domination?
Secret plans. I can't. I really can't. I don't know. I can't divulge the information. I'm actually applying to work with the CIA.
That's awesome.
And NASA. And no, I'm not at all.
Okay. Okay. I was getting really excited there. I thought you were telling the truth.
No, that's pretty sweet. Like, yes. Can you hook us up with top secret stuff? Or
yeah.
Yeah, that would be cool, but no.
Can I get one of those titanium toilet seats?
Unless anyone out there listening would like to hire me for CIA work and do it.
So, like, do you
get your job with Hugo Chavez.
That's right.
If he's offering, you know.
Or the mayor of State College can hook you up.
Yeah.
We're down with Bill.
But, no, I'm probably going to go. Right out of college, I'm going to go into the custodial business before I get an actual job. Work with my cousin at a fitness club. I'm the janitor every summer, pretty much. Right. So I'll go back into that. And I've been sending out my resume to actually radio stations and such. Not to be on air, but, you know, I'd just like to do something in the industry.
When you get there, though, you got to force your way on.
Yeah.
Because we already have one successful alumni from this show.
Oh.
And that's Bernie Thompson, who originally started the show.
Jumped blowing up the studio window.
Blowing up in Florida. They're talking about after less than a year of radio, national syndication, which is really impressive for somebody who's done radio for about a year. So you have a lot to live up to. Frankly, we want national syndication in less than six months.
Well, I'll try. I'll give it a shot. And,
well, you can bolster your resume now by like putting that you've won awards.
Award winning. I like it.
You're on the award winning crew of the Wake Up Call.
I'm definitely putting that.
We should have done like a year end award ceremony for ourselves, just amongst each other.
5 minutes.
Let's each bestow an award on somebody. Like all good actors and actresses, we need to award ourselves to make us feel better.
We don't even have to give them to each other. Let's just talk about how great we are.
All right,
best female DJ, DJ tomorrow.
I thought I was
going to
get it.
Hey, Sean, you were second in the voting.
It was a tough competition.
That was tooth and nail. I fought for that one. I'm just a competitor.
You would have been so mad.
I'm just a competitor. I know.
You know, you are a competitor.
I am.
I'm going to go ahead with most likely to utter something that's good on a promo, and I'm going to give that to Marky Mark.
Marky Mark. Yes.
Yes!
Yes.
Actually, you threw the mic across the room. Thank God it's on a stand.
You worked really hard for it all semester, Marky
Mark.
And you came through
the clutch.
It
looks like I'm working hard. No. Just pure happening.
He just turns off his mental filter and gets on the air.
I walked through
that. He's actually very reserved.
The little amount of filter that's left, frankly, doesn't do its job anymore.
Yeah. And what comes out is just pure gold.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Radio gold. You said we have an airlock?
Yeah, that's the airlock, right?
Yeah, that's called the airlock.
As soon as I walk through the airlock, my filter goes. It dissolves.
So it's locked.
Wait,
not the
airlock?
Tom just thinks it's cool.
So why is it called an airlock? Isn't it just a locked door?
He also calls his room the Starship Enterprise.
we don't question
it. He's the boss, okay?
Yeah. All right. Love that shake and bake.
And every day he wakes up and he types into his computer, Stardate 2846, Captain's Log. Today the wake-up call made fun of me for how I named my room. I got really mad and took them off the air.
The funny thing is last night at the radio shindig, he was saying something, and I was like, yeah, you know, sometimes your name comes up on the show. And he's like, yeah, you guys are still making fun of me all the time, right? And I was just like, nah, we never make fun of you. But now we're letting it be known that
it's
he's a huge
ribbing.
Star Trek fan.
Yeah, yeah, it's joyful ribbing.
It's brotherly, if anything.
I'd say so.
Yeah. And Tom's been on the show before, so if you've been on the show, you're fair game.
Yeah. That's right. So Mayor Bill Welsh, we're going to tear you up.
We're gunning for him.
I was actually thinking about emailing him last night when all those rumors were flying around.
We were
going to
call him.
Bill, you're the only one I can trust. What is going on?
Just
fill me in.
So what was it like? What kind of questions did you guys ask? I didn't get to listen.
Somebody asked me that. Like, what was the best question you asked? And I was just like, you know, we talked about stamp collecting for a while. That's not the best
idea. He sang an entire song.
But yeah, it sounds like
it was just like a regular wake-up call and he was just on a panel. Yeah. It was no like interview or anything.
No, it was an interview.
We got to know him.
It was a really good show.
Yeah.
Straight up.
Cool.
But he had a really good voice too, I thought.
Really good. And he didn't even just sing like a few lines of a song. He sang a song.
Yeah, he went for it.
Freebird,
totally,
which was
won
weird.
Me over.
Yeah. He sang the guitar solo to Freebird. It was awesome.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm not even going to try that.
I wish I remember it. Shoot.
Okay. But, no, I talked to my parents yesterday, and they were like, yeah. You know, the only thing that surprised us was we thought he was a young guy. And I was like, are you saying he's not a young guy?
He's on the older side.
Yeah, he is.
I wanted to ask him about his snowy white beard, because it's the holiday season, you know?
Yeah. He looked like, I mean, if he really wanted to, he could have been
Santa Claus.
Yeah. He would have needed
a
little help in the weight department, because frankly, the man does not have enough of a belly to be Santa Claus.
He's a little on the skinnier side.
Yeah, he is.
For now. Mm-hmm. But he gets to judge all kinds of eating contests, which is awesome.
I know.
Chili contests.
And those are exactly the kind of perks that make me want to run for mayor.
Yeah. Desserts. He's working on something new. A latkes?
Yeah.
You have to judge a latke contest.
That's awesome.
I wonder if you can become mayor of University Park.
Ooh.
You know?
Hmm.
It's its own zip code.
If you can, I'm trying to become the mayor of University Park. I'm throwing my hat in the ring right now.
Vote for him.
We have to give any competitors equal at rare times, so like more guests, I guess.
Yeah. I already decided that next year I'm gonna run for town council. Although that was actually quashed. Turns out you have to be a resident and registered to vote where you want to run, which means I can't run.
You take care of those things.
Yeah. I could.
That's red tape, man.
Yeah. That is red tape. What if I just ignore the rules and run anyway?
There it is.
That's for you.
What's the worst that can happen?
That's how you avoid the red tape. By ignoring them
by
completely.
By not looking at it.
Well, that's like there was a guy on Radio Free who had 3 write-in votes, and he won a spot for something in town.
Sweet.
I mean, I'd be something odd. Like, I'd be, you know, assistant coroner.
But more importantly, it's just the principle of, like, you know, this is who you became with your 3 write-in votes coming from the wake-up call than what you actually become.
If we can all just register to vote here, I'm pretty sure we could win some spot.
I agree.
So maybe it was he won auditor of Bellefont.
Ooh.
Is what the guy won.
Good one.
Prestigious.
Yeah, seriously.
I always wanted to be the auditor.
You could probably put that on your resume, G.J. Trees.
Yeah.
Because who's going to check
it? They're never going to check up on it.
It's already on
there. They're going to just say, oh, good.
I audited the entire town of Bellefont one time. Learned a lot from that experience. It's in my cover letter. It's not really on my resume.
I'm excited to see you come back as a successful businessman.
Oh, I definitely want to come back.
I see you in like a year just coming by. You'll have a full suit on. You'll make your way in the studio for roughly half an hour.
Like slicked back hair.
I'm never ever full suit on. Except for the day of my interview. That's it. I plan on wearing underwear to work on the outside.
So you're underwear model. Calvin Klein.
Yeah.
I don't wear jeans, but underwear on the outside.
I don't know. Do you really not like wearing suits?
I hate wearing suits.
Wow.
Wow, Mark.
Yeah, I know. I always make that mistake.
You do.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, at least it's not just obvious. That person screaming anymore.
I love that, though.
That's pretty terrible.
I feel when I wear a suit that I have to be someone else. I can't be me.
You can
I'm
be
in a suit.
Anthony. It's like an action figure, just different editions.
Yeah, exactly.
There was hip-hop Michelangelo. He had a clock around his neck. I didn't question it. I still love Michelangelo. But little trivia bit. That would be the Ninja Turtle, not the painter.
Yeah, we all got that.
I honestly did not get that. I was envisioning like a dude with like a paintbrush and just like a Flavor Flav clock on it.
I pictured like David with a clock around his neck. That's all I got.
Yeah.
Because I don't know what Michelangelo looks like. Just associate
him with
David. I'm
going to go ahead and just say like generic Italian, because I'm pretty sure Michelangelo. I mean, it sounds roughly Italian to me.
He's
maybe Polish.
German.
But German works too.
Yeah.
A little Austrian thrown in there.
Mm-hmm.
And for Marky Mark, a little Irish.
Thank you, Philip.
You're welcome.
I don't. See, I'm trying to limit myself to accents because at least those won't be as wildly off base. Like Al Gore, terrible. But you know what?
Do the Al Gore impression for Christmas. Give it to me for Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Philip.
I think this Christmas you should think about the environment. And this is sounding like Mr. Mackey from South Park.
Yeah, a little bit.
Good.
I need to work on it, okay?
Good.
But let's be serious.
Okay.
I hardly ever do it. I'm caught up in the Christmas spirit.
Yeah.
So did we talk about that Paranormal terrible. State?
We talked about
we
that.
We talked about did you watch it? I haven't gotten to watch it
by
yet.
By the way, I heard today on my walk-in, Paranormal State was the biggest debut on A&E. Since Dog the Bounty
Hunter. What else has been on Dog, since Dog the Bounty Hunter? Yes, what else is on, though?
I'm pretty sure Criss Angel, which is supposed
Mind
to be
freak.
Wildly popular.
It's not,
Paranormal
it's
State
show.
Debuted higher than that. 2.5 million viewers
good.
On A&E.
We are Penn State.
Stop taking pictures.
That's Paranormal State.
But,
did you guys like the show?
Paranormal State. I heard it was pretty bad.
Yeah.
The only part I didn't like was... I mean...
That it was completely made up.
That it was, like, scripted. And the part where they felt the need, like, they needed a narrator, which I understand. But he was, like, coming through on a walkie-talkie that was, like, yeah, just like, almost out of range. It was like,
cut this all, guys.
Yeah, it was, that was annoying.
Stardate 2413.
And then,
Stardate 24, a demon I can't name because I'll have to fight it.
I want to know
what's so bad.
We're just going to flash the name really quickly so nobody can read it, and we're going to hint to the fact that maybe later in the season I'm actually going to fight it.
Wait,
that's not scripted.
So anyone with TiVo could just read the name? If it's a flash,
no, because they don't
show
they
it.
Just flash the, whole they just flash the letters, but probably not in any particular order.
All right, but how many letters are there?
I'm you can't tell because it's way too fast.
TiVo.
Yeah, but if you TiVo it,
I wish I like knew the name because I would find the kid, I would run up, and I would just start chanting the name over and over and over again, and nothing would happen.
Negative energy.
Nothing would happen.
No.
Yeah, he's like, there's a demon following me. It's out to get me and my team.
And the best part is, like, this family, they think their house is haunted, and they're having this... They're experiencing, like, these horrific feelings. And just, I mean, you feel really bad for the family, because their house just feels... They hate living in their house.
Because
the kid walks out, he goes, oh, we've really made a lot of progress in this case, you know. We tried to help them. We couldn't really do anything, so we called a priest. But what I'm really hoping is that the evil demon that is following me will eventually, you know...
Stay in this house and leave me alone.
Will leave me alone, because frankly, I don't care about these people, and I don't want to fight this demon.
I'm the star.
It was actually like...
I hope the demon will stop following me.
Yeah, that's what it sounded like.
Darth Vader?
Yeah.
I
didn't know Darth Vader was a PSU alum.
Yeah, it's, it's so scripted. They don't resolve anything at the end
of
any episode.
How many episodes have there been?
Two.
Give it time.
They like
maybe it'll end up being really, really
plus,
good.
They pretend to hear breathing and stuff.
It's supposed to be Paranormal State, but what it really should be is
Christian,
a show about the lead guy because I think two other people spoke one time. A door shut. And the guy goes into his walkie-talkie, did you shut that door? And the other guy goes, no, I did not.
No, I didn't. There's someone behind it with a string pulling it.
No, and then another girl said, yeah, we got sent home because it was getting too rough. So Christian's just going to stay here and fight the demon. That was it. That was the only thing that Christian spoke about.
I'm going to go get a Starbucks.
Oh, my God.
Don't worry about
ghosts
it.
Ghosts are so scary.
And Christian's just in there beatboxing on his walkie-talkie, you know? It's like,
this will sound really cool on the show.
I have some bed music for the A&E show. It's the closest I can get. So continue, but this is our bed music.
This is Dog the Bounty Hunter?
Yeah.
I'm Dog, the big bad dog.
Did anyone see the South Park Dog the Bounty Hunter
episode? I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Oh, here we go.
Yeah, but anyway, let's get back to the point.
That's awesome. Dog got arrested in Mexico. Dog the Bounty Hunter, you guys know that?
Yeah.
Because you're not allowed to just like chase people down and beat them in Mexico.
And Dog is a virulent racist, too. Yeah. We found that out.
Yeah, then he really hates, you know, people that aren't his color.
Actually, we have a clip from him being arrested in Mexico.
What kind of clips do you have?
I have No. This
he
is
a clip
is
about everything.
This is a clip from him being arrested.
Arresting me for what? I'm not allowed to stand up for myself. I thought this was America. Huh? Isn't this America? I'm sorry. I thought this was America.
So he seems kind of indignant there.
It was Mexico, though.
I mean, yeah, but he thought it was America.
Yeah,
listen to the clip again. I mean,
wrestling me for what? I'm not allowed to stand up for myself. I thought this was America.
He thought this was America.
This America?
Can you blame him?
I'm sorry, I thought this was America.
There it is.
I feel like we just do a day of Marky Mark clips. What else do you have in that magic box?
I'm not going to reveal that because it's ever growing, and I feel like it's a nice surprise for every day.
And you can't use up all your tricks on one show.
No, but I will use that one over and over again.
When you have actual audio recording of Dog the Bounty Hunter getting arrested, you got to use it.
Yeah.
Someday, can you make that my ringtone? My
I'll find a way.
Yeah, where do you get all these? Because I really want some.
I'm pretty sure it's completely legal, however he gets
it. Yeah, totally legal.
It's semi-legal, yes.
Yeah. That's what I said.
Conjunction of a few programs. We'll talk about it off air.
There it is.
Which is legalese for totally legal, if you want to know, call Marky Mark on his cell phone.
Yeah, which do not give that number out.
That number is 814 plus 865 minus 9577. That should actually be our number, 814865.
Why do they include plus signs and phone numbers? Yeah. So where are the hyphens?
You're not really supposed to give people's phone numbers out, like their private phone numbers on air, but if you just happen to give out a math problem that is their phone number, I mean, you can't be blamed for that.
Beautiful.
Yeah, I learned that listening to Free FM this summer in Philadelphia. You can get in a lot of trouble from the FCC if you give out somebody's phone number. But they're not allowed to prosecute you if you accidentally give out somebody's phone number in the form of a math problem.
All right.
Which is good.
We're going to start making wildly complex math problems for phone numbers, like integrals.
Exponents.
Yep.
If you solve this, you really deserve that phone number.
Here at Penn State, I guarantee there's people who would do that, though.
Yeah, they would. Dude, I solved your phone number. People are going to be like, what? What do you mean you solved my phone number?
Hey, this is Jake. Just want to let you know I got your phone number from that math equation, and good show. I like it. I like the wake-up call. Keep out giving out the math problems. Gives me something to do.
I can't wait for that call.
Yeah, I know.
Did I tell you, as my history of getting weird calls from weird places continues, I got a call from Arizona the other day.
Really?
From an automotive body shop saying that my car was ready.
I got a letter. That's really weird, but I got...
Send it to Pennsylvania.
I got a letter, which is really strange, from Texas saying that my car is ready.
We should go on a road trip.
We should go get our cars.
Yeah, we should. fly out and drive back, right?
Yes.
I got a call the other day from the senior gift committee.
Oh, yeah, dude. Mm-hmm.
And they said that apparently there's $100 that you pay when you become a freshman.
It's mandatory now to pay for your senior gift.
And it's not mandatory. They said I could either get, there's a lot of things that could happen with the $100. I could, because it's for, like, if you have parking tickets or, like, fees to the school that you need to pay. They don't have to track you down. They just take it out of your $100.
It's your college security deposit,
pretty much.
But see, that's ridiculous. Yeah. I mean, they shouldn't force you to pay $100, and they'll be like, well, I mean, if we need it, we'll use it. If not, we'll donate it to the senior.
Well, no. The thing is,
I want it back.
You can get it back when you graduate. You can have it refunded to you, or you could donate it to stuff.
See,
and
I don't know.
The kid called me when I was, like, sleep deprived, and I was just like, you can just give it to the class gift. I don't care. So that's why I printed out all these things on my account, because I'm over 100 pages, and I'm just trying to use up my $100 before I have to give it to the committee.
See, and that, like, but I still don't understand. If they want people to donate to the committee, that's fine, but why are they forcing you to pay as a freshman? I just find
that... Because freshmen don't know any better, Phil.
Yeah, but just because they don't know any better doesn't mean they should be forced to pay.
All right, how's Graham Spanier going to keep his money pit filled? All right, he swims in it every day.
I realize that every time you get out, you know, some of the money comes out with you, just like when you get out of a pool and you got to dry off and that money's ruined.
Exactly. But he's got like 3 diving boards. He has a slide.
Oh, he has a slide now?
A speedo's only rule, which I didn't understand.
But I did. I understood.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was nice of him to invite me. Was it speedos or male thongs? It was either or.
Yeah, yeah. Where does one stop and the other begin, really?
Just not trunks, which is what I'm accustomed to.
The back is skinnier on a thong.
Okay.
Oh.
Well, there it is.
All right,
That's how DJ Tree should go out.
Yeah.
At least it ain't the difference between speedos and thongs.
The back is skinnier on a thong.
Right, the thong covers up more of the cheek.
and that's what we're going to go out on.
That's right.
Thank you for listening to the Wake Up Call.
Yes. Goodbye, DJ Tweez.
Goodbye, everyone.
It's a pleasure having you on.
It's
a pleasure being on.
Total pleasure. Thank you for listening this semester. Please listen next semester. It's been great.
We're going streaking! Into the gymnasium! Come on, everybody! Come on!
Have a good break.
PSU's Morning Blend. If you missed your wake-up call, tune in weekday mornings at 7 a.m. or check out thelion.fm for podcasts. Keep it locked for more great music here on The Lion 90.7 FM.